Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Sprout Living. One of our favorite new snacks are Sprout Living's probiotic almonds. Wildly delicious and irresistibly crunchy, these are the perfect gut-healthy balanced snack. Each pack of the sprouted and activated organic almonds contain 10 billion CFUs of probiotics, 6 grams of clean plant protein, and a variety of other superfood spices and herbs that do the body good.
They're made without seed oils, which we all know are out, and the flavors. The Italian truffle is delicious, and the dairy-free cheddar cheese made with turmeric and nutritional yeast always hits the spot. Honestly, we may never have another chip again. Sprout Living also makes our favorite plant-based protein blends. My personal favorite is the coffee flavor.
If you want to try Sprout Living, you can save 20% off your entire order by using code COURAGEOUS at checkout. Visit www.sproutliving.com and use code COURAGEOUS to save 20%. Give them a try and let us know if you love them as much as we do. You can also find the direct links in our show notes. Courageous Wellness. My name is Erica Stein.
And I'm Allie French. And this is a podcast about individual journeys within wellness and how to navigate it all.
After Allie experienced a cancer diagnosis in her 20s,
and Erica went through a self-love journey, we created a platform to interview real people from all walks of life that have combined all types of practices. From physical wellness to emotional and spiritual, we hear courageous stories and focus on why it's important to share them.
We are both certified integrative nutrition health coaches, and together with our community, are learning to live our most purposeful lives by sharing one courageous story at a time.
It takes courage to share these journeys, and by talking about them, we aim to destigmatize the process. We want you to be your own health advocate, feel educated and informed on the latest in health and wellness, and empower you to feel your absolute best.
And because we want to bring forth a wide variety of stories, the opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect our own, but we hope the diverse and varied stories will empower you to make the best choices for your own life. So join us as we and our community share our courageous wellness. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode of Courageous Wellness. We're recording this a little bit ahead because there is a possibility Allie may have jury duty next week. So I'm spoiling that because my update for the week at the time of recording is kind of my thoughts and my recap on the new Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department. And before I get into that, I'm going to disclaim that Allie is not a Swiftie. She does not enjoy Taylor Swift music.
Erica disclaim it because it is by no means any part of my personality.
I'm disclaiming it because we'll get to her update in a second. So if you're like Allie and, you know, you couldn't care less about Taylor Swift, you know, like
you know, fast forward 30 seconds. But if you are, you know, stay tuned because I'm going to share my thoughts. And it's so funny because I was thinking about the Venn diagram of my personality, and it's probably like Taylor Swift, romanticy, reading, or just reading in general, astrology and Buddhism. I'm like, that makes up Erica. But as a Taylor Swift fan, it's kind of the only thing I can think about today. As the album came out, I'm having like a little listening gathering this evening at my home. I've gone all out with my decor. It's like tortured wedding vibes. But as a Taylor Swift fan, who has been a fan since probably 2009, the Speak Now album, I am so impressed. I think this is her most honest, authentic, unhinged album. Some of it makes me actually a little uncomfortable. Like, I audibly gasped listening to a few of the songs because it feels so personal to hear. You know, it just feels so deeply personal. And I just want to shout out some of my favorite songs so far. Again, I've only listened for, you know, less than 24 hours at this point. So that's why I wanted to disclaim, because I'm sure a lot is going to change as this week continues. The music video comes out tonight. I think Fortnite is great. Tortured Poets Department, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, Down Bad, So Long London. So basically, honestly, all of it, it's a no skips album for me. So Long London, Love of My Life, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, But Daddy, I Love Him, The Black Dog, So High School. It's just so good. Peter. But So Long London really got me in my feels. And yeah, I just wanted to share in case anybody wants to nerd out together. You can always slide into the DMs. I'm such a big Swiftie, but I'm really, Erica,
I was going to say Erica will be the only one responding.
I had high hopes for this album and it really exceeded my expectations. And I love it. It has like Folklore, Evermore, Midnight's 3 a.m. vibes. So, but with that, it kind of leads into what Allie and I were discussing as I was trying to convince her to enjoy the album, which she did not. But we realized on Instagram how different our algorithms are. And that kind of led into like an interesting conversation just about social media in general, because my whole For You page, my whole Instagram Discover page is like joy around this album, right? The pop culture, the wellness influencers, everybody who's enjoying this album, I'm getting the feedback for. And then Allie's Discover page is like a lot of the jokes or the memes or like the anti-Taylor Swift side of it all.
Yeah, it's like I've been getting memes and jokes that are funny and dark, whatever. Like, yeah, probably offensive to some people, but it's like when the internet at its best in some capacity.
Yeah.
When it's just like funny stuff, but that's the only stuff, because I'm not a fan. I don't enjoy the music, so I'm not getting that because I never look at any of that stuff. And yeah, I've gotten like a couple jokes about it because obviously it's like millions of people do care. And so like, obviously it's going to be on the internet, but like, that's the only thing I've seen. Because I have no friends posting about it. But anyway, who cares? It's music. It's pop culture. The point is, Erica and I got in a deeper conversation about, like, okay, if this is happening, like if our algorithms are so vastly different based on just like our personal
interest.
Taste and interest in just something is like music, which is so subjective. But it's an interesting observation, because what happens when that stuff applies to bigger issues like politics, like violence going on in the world, like XYZ, right? Things that are actually like news related, things that are actually like really, really much more like life and death important than
Taylor Swift's
taste in music.
Yeah.
Sure. So it was a really interesting observation that like you get what you, it's like reinforced. Like we know that algorithms, we know that digital content reinforces what we already feel.
Yeah.
And that's real. Like,
yeah.
And just to be aware of it. Like, and it, we got like a lighthearted way to become conscious of it, but it's just a reminder that this applies to all content that we are consuming.
Yeah. It was, When Allie and I realized it this morning when we were talking about it, it really hit me where I was like, wow, it's just such a good reminder. And that's kind of why we wanted to bring it up, because it's, I think sometimes we get into like the social media hole and we forget that what we're consuming
is such a curated experience made for us and our interests. Right. And so it takes a lot
of what we already feel. And that's fine when it's your personal taste in something like lighthearted. It's not fine when you're constantly confirming what you already believe.
Absolutely. And it kind of harkens back actually to our episode this month with Abigail Rose Clark, right? Like you were talking about, because I think we become so used to just hearing, like, I love that Allie doesn't like Taylor Swift. I love, you know, and I, you know, I think it's important to have even, right, this is such a silly example, but I think it is important to be open to people who have different opinions than yourself on anything. Yes. And we don't live in a society where that really exists anymore, because most of our friends enjoy the same things we do or believe the same things we do. And then our algorithms are all the same. And so it's just, again, an interesting reminder to like expand out. And since wellness is so community focused for us, you know, it's really, we got to expand out. And that episode with Abigail Rose Clark really talks about nervous system regulation to even be open or receptive to hearing different opinions.
Right. Without your body shutting it down and without your brain shutting and your mouth shutting it down, even if you don't like it, to be able to stay in the discomfort of the space a little bit longer, because that's how dialogue can happen. And we know, and you and I practice Buddhism, so there's a huge emphasis on dialogue, but we know it's only through dialogue and diplomacy where like we can get past bombs, not to like quote a Christmas song, but Someday at Christmas. Do you know that song? Where it's men play with bombs, men dropping bombs the way kids play with toys. Though, like, it's like an anti-war Christmas movie, Christmas song. I mean, I'll find it for you. But I keep thinking about that lyric, like, and I'm like, it's beautiful. Yeah, but this is why we need dialogue.
Yeah.
Because we just get constantly reinforced the same stuff over and over.
And we don't realize it. We think it's how everybody thinks, right?
Right.
It was really interesting. So kind of like Taylor Swift led us to this realization.
Where
we're like, wait, this doesn't, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in music or your taste in pop culture. But it actually does matter for a lot of really serious things. So just a little reminder, but we have such a good episode today
with Mark. We
are obsessed with Sprout Living. I mean, I eat the probiotic almonds so much. They're so delicious. The Italian truffle is my favorite.
I love the cheesy ones because I don't eat dairy and it like tastes super cheesy to me in a good way.
And they're so good for your gut. And I love, sometimes I just need a crunch, you know, like, and I find that almonds and probiotic almonds, and I love that they're individually snack packed. So we're going to talk to Mark today about so much. So should we get into it?
Yes, let's do it.
So today we have a conversation with Mark Malinsky, the founder of Sprout Living. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know, we love Sprout Living. Plant-based protein powders. And as we just mentioned, we snack on their probiotic protein almonds basically daily. Sprout Living products are made from unique whole superfoods with multiple functions in mind. Even more important than the ingredients they do use are the ingredients they do not use. So these include gums, thickeners, fake flavoring, and other additives that provide no nutritional value and can wreak havoc on the microbiome.
We have a great conversation today with Mark on his journey to create Sprout Living, the ethos behind the brand, and how they create one of the cleanest plant-based proteins on the market. If you want to try Sprout Living and their delicious probiotic almonds or plant-based protein powders, you can actually save 20% with our code COURAGEOUS. We hope you enjoy the episode. This episode is brought to you by Mind Happy. We all spend way too much time in front of screens. I know I do. And I find myself craving creative yet restful analog activity. I never thought I would long for the downtime of my childhood in the 90s making friendship bracelets at summer camp. This is why we were so excited when we discovered Mind Happy. Mind Happy is a lifestyle and wellness brand centered on thoughtful creativity to help people craft fulfilling moments, connections, and self-care rituals through purposeful play. Mind Happy provides curated monthly deliveries that promote phone-free activities like knitting, coloring, and crafting. They believe that play is one of the most effective ways to relax and re-energize in our daily lives.
MindHappy's founder is an ex-Amazon executive who leveraged similar activities to alleviate her own burnout. All the phone-free activities from music box building to coloring are selected based on science, restoring mental clarity, energizing connections, reducing anxiety, and facilitating fulfilling moments. It is curated monthly self-care delivered right to your door. We love that the products from each box are primarily sourced from small women-owned business. For 15% off your first month subscription, go to mindhappy.com. That's MINDHAPPY.com and use code COURAGE15 at checkout. So welcome, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us. We are huge fans of Sprout Living and we're very excited to learn a little bit about you and your journey. So to start us off, can you share a little with our audience a bit about your background and how it led to the world of Sprout Living?
Sure. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me. It all kind of starts with, I was brought up, my brother and I, we were brought up in a pretty healthy household. So our mom was always very focused on like eating and organic. I mean, this is 20, 25 years ago before anything was really kind of mainstream. I remember every day after school, we would have, you know, like nuts and berries. We would have salads every day. I mean, there was like a big focus on organic. We come from a poor kind of upbringing. Our family, we immigrated from Ukraine like back in 1990. And so we, you know, kind of the typical immigrant story, we're here, like not a lot of money, working on jobs, but my mom always found it to be like a number one priority for us to eat well. So I think like everything that I've done really since has been rooted in that like understanding of like quality and purity of ingredients. So I've always been a really hard worker. Like I like to work, I'm a busybody. And so like I've had miscellaneous jobs all throughout kind of my upbringing, doing all sorts of random things. And then, it was always in the back of my mind. Like I just have to eat clean, and it's almost probably an unhealthy kind of obsession with it, because I do have guilt if I, you know, if I know I'm eating junk food, I always feel like I have to counter that with something healthy. But that's really been kind of like basically my path in like business and like my kind of lifestyle is really rooted in this idea of like food is so important. And I really like to think like it's not what you eat, it's kind of what you don't eat. And like that, I think exclusion of certain ingredients and foods and just kind of that is, I think, what really kind of drives me.
Yeah, that's really cool. I just want to mention my family is also Ukrainian. My great grandmother immigrated from the Ukraine long, long time ago, but still very cool.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, we're from Kiev. So our whole family's here now. So we've been here for probably 30 years.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing a little bit about your background and sort of how like even the after school thing, right? These little things like and the influences of our family life, I think really it's amazing how they kind of inform our adult mindset around things. And I think, you know, it's interesting. Food is such, something we need obviously every day. And there's different levels of accessibility, especially in this country now too. But I think having sort of that influence from your mom, it clearly, you know, made an impression on you, and prioritizing that, especially when, you know, especially things like organic are not affordable or accessible to everyone, especially if you were newly immigrated and working, you know, a family working really hard, multiple jobs, that story. I mean, it's pretty remarkable that that's something that she kind of wanted to prioritize in light of like the challenges around that. And we talk a lot on this podcast about, you know, accessibility and affordability and all that stuff. But as you got older, I'm curious, like you moved into business. Did you always know you wanted to be an entrepreneur? I mean, that's that in and of itself. Clearly you got like a strong work ethic from your family, but that in and of itself is definitely like a path that's not for the faint of heart. And so I'm curious, can you speak to that a little bit? Like what was your drive to go into business?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I think definitely like influence from just the family. I had a grandfather that was into business also. And I just kind of like I mean, there's like this freedom. I feel like I end up working probably more than most people I know, but definitely there is a little bit of flexibility in terms of scheduling. And, you know, I've always kind of felt like, and I did some consulting work after college, also for like a food startup. And what I really realized was like, I don't want to like, I have only so much energy and time and creativity. Like, I feel like I don't want to give away like my creativity to someone else. Like, it just, I felt like it's not like, it just didn't feel like a fair change. And so, like I knew for sure, like I had already done some like business in college. So I had like a little supplement store and I was selling products. Basically, I made the website. I did all the customer service. I picked and packed orders literally in my house. I went to the post office every day. I stood in line for like an hour and a half. I even remember the postal lady every day, Maria. She was great. This is like 15 years ago. So like I kind of was already in that mindset. And then I did this consulting gig and then I was just like, okay, this just doesn't make sense. The money was good, but I just felt like, I mean, like all these ideas, like I should just do this on my own, you know? And so that was that. I mean, I like to create things that people find it, like, it's not about the money. I want people to be like, oh, that's cool. And like, then I can say like, I had something to do with making that. That to me is the coolest thing. And like, I feel like if I'm within a company, I don't think like I would get that same kind of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, as we mentioned, we are really big fans of Sprout Living and your protein powders and your nuts. I have to say, I've been snacking on your probiotic almonds every single day. They are so delicious. I mean, I love both flavors, but the truffle, Italian truffle is, I could literally eat that all day long. But to talk a little bit about the protein powders and moving in, you said you were, you know, doing the supplements in the supplement world. And I'm curious how you went from that to then starting, right, this plant-based protein company, because I think plant-based proteins especially can be really difficult to find clean, pure, organic, good for you ingredients. I think Sprout Living is honestly one of the only ones who are really doing it right, because I think plant-based proteins can get a bad rap. So can you maybe talk about the hole that you saw in the industry and how you wanted to fill it? And then we can kind of go into more of that world.
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of also started in college where I would, you know, like I was pretty active. I lived with roommates. We would go to the gym. We would play basketball. We'd do all sorts of stuff. And, you know, they would always just like grab a Muscle Milk or go to a GNC and like just get whatever whey protein or whatever protein powder, not plant-based for sure, probably whey. And even then, because of my upbringing, I always check labels. I mean, I'll walk through the store, literally not even, I'll go for one thing and I'll be there for 2 hours. I mean, honestly, I just like to go. I like to look at branding. I like to look at ingredients. It's just like what I'm obsessed with. And so like, I would look at these ingredients of these products that they would drink and I would just tell them like, look, like you're probably better off not drinking anything if you're going to drink that. And because I come from this world of like, you know, I was chewing spirulina tablets when I was like 15, you know, so like, I already know like a lot of these ingredients. So I would have all of these, basically like a combination of these superfoods, a lot of which we use in our products. So I would just make pea protein smoothies with lacuma, you know, I would use coconut sugar instead of regular sugar. I would make all these kind of substitutions. So I would have these smoothies and I never really, at the time, I guess I never really considered kind of making anything out of it other than just personal use. But at some point towards the end of college, I kind of felt like the supplements that I was selling, it felt very like too like condition specific. And it just kind of had like this, I don't know, this vibe that I didn't like. I think people were coming to me that were looking for like real help, you know, like to fix like medical problems and had conditions and diseases. And I never, I hated this false hope narrative of any kind. And so I just kind of wanted to get away from something like that and really move into something more lifestyle based. But it wasn't for a couple of years until after college that I felt like, okay, like I see what's going on in the market. All this protein sucks. And like, let's just basically do what I did in college and then like see if we can bottle it and sell it. The original version of some of these products was super basic. I mean, it was just like, you know, pea protein. I think at the time, even we used brown rice or brown rice, pea protein, lacuma, and like, I think coconut sugar. That was it. Now the formulas are very refined, I think, and like robust and, you know, much more interesting. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of get into a lifestyle product. I mean, there's a happy vibe with our products, I think. And that's how I feel.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting to see even the evolution of what you guys have been doing in the last few years and kind of the new products and things that you continue to add. And it's sort of amazing that, like, I don't know. I mean, what you're talking about as far as creativity goes, I think we think of creativity in a very sort of specific way, but I think in the world of business, especially when you have hands-on in creating what your product ultimately is and then becomes, there's also room for like this great evolution in it too. And as Erica said, I think what's unique is your formulas, like she said, as far as ingredients go, there's not a lot else that I'm aware of, you know, in the market that kind of does what you guys do. Also with the kind of flavors you have too, because that's also important from like, I think that's actually an important thing from an accessibility standpoint, because you can make like great healthy for you things, but like if people don't want to eat them or drink them, like it's never going to kind of cross over into more of that mainstream adaptability for a lot of Americans. That's probably a realistic thing. And so I know, and I've tried a million plant-based protein powders over the years, and the only one, and this is not like a plug because we work with you guys, but it's true, the only one that I actually really, really enjoy and like really like the flavors of is Sprout Living. So I'm curious, now that you guys have been established for a long time, the evolution, you know, of what you offer has really expanded. How, like, what is the creative process like now when you're developing new products? Erica mentioned your almonds, which we love. I love both too, but I've been chowing down on the cheesy ones.
I'm a cheesy guy myself, I think.
Yeah. And so like, do you have a new idea? Like, what is the process? What is the process with your team? Like when kind of new ideas spark, like what's that development process like?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely changed over time because now that like we, you know, I think at the beginning it was kind of, we didn't know what we were doing and we were kind of being pulled in many different directions. Now I feel like being in this, like it's probably the same, like with the podcast and the coaching, like you kind of just like, once you go through the evolution multiple times, like you feel like you almost have like a bird's eye view of what's going on. And so I kind of feel like I have that now more than ever before. And so it's a lot easier to kind of see where there's like maybe holes in the market and like what could maybe use of like kind of like the Sprout Living touch, I guess. Like we have an approach to everything we do. It's the same. And so like, we'll see something on the market and we'll be like, we can make that better, you know? And then we'll obviously try to, better and different, I think is the key. But yeah, I mean, we just had an R&D session a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I call it Hell Week. It's Hell Week because it's really, really, it's super intense. It's very stressful. We'll get all of our ingredients and we work with like 80 different ingredients. We'll lay them all out. We literally do this, like one of our slogans is made in a kitchen, not a lab. Literally we lay them all out. Like in a kitchen, we rent a kitchen space, we rent them out, we lay them all out, and we'll go back and we'll just basically break down a flavor and we'll build it back up. And like you mentioned earlier, it's this crazy balance of, you know, taste, quality, price, right? It's also very important, like texture. There's so many factors in place. So it's like we can make something super, super delicious if we like throw in a ton of like, you know, sugar and whatever, cacao powder, we can make it taste like, you know, like a milkshake, right? Like really we could, but then you lose like the nutritional component. So it is this balance. We're always kind of playing in the small little box of making it good. But yeah, we'll kind of like on this last version of this last R&D session, every single Epic protein that we broke down and rebuilt side by side is no comparison better. Like in terms of like, you know, flavor and like just mouthfeel and like all these kind of intangibles is good. We're always testing new suppliers. We're always testing new ingredients. So, I mean, like, we just want the product to get better and better, and really in all of those kind of metrics.
So my life has recently changed, and this is for real entirely. Erica has been on me to get an ear doctor for years, and I finally got one this past week. And within minutes, no joke, I noticed the quality of the air in my bedroom felt different. And my husband noticed it too. And after sleeping with it for one night, I woke up the next morning with zero congestion for the first time in memory. Also, I had had an air filter in my room, but Air Doctor is like completely on a different level.
It is on a different level. And when I found out that Air Doctor was a new sponsor of the Courageous Wellness podcast, I was so excited. I have two in my home, and I have been telling Allie for literal years to get one. And all of my friends and family have one in their home. My mom is actually who originally introduced me to Air Doctor. So I'm so excited about today's sponsor. We know that Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day. The indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. And in some cases, up to 100 times more polluted, according to the EPA. And did you know that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths globally? So my solution is Air Doctor. Air Doctor is an air purifier that captured the attention of established media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses that make you sick.
I really can't say enough good things about it. And I'm honestly have had a life-changing experience. And Air Doctor also comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee, so that if you don't love it the way I love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. So you can head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code CWPOD, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Unlock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code CWPOD.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
The ingredients component, too, I would love to break down because, as I mentioned, you know, I work with a lot of different clients who really do want to incorporate more plant-based days, or even a lot of people are interested in kind of adopting, I like to call it plant focused, because that's how Allie and I like to identify. You know, we do eat meat, but you know, we are plant focused because we know the importance of greens and fiber and vegetables and, you know, plants in our diet. But I think a lot of people, be it because of the environment or the way meat is sourced in this country, a lot of the time are looking towards more plant-based options or plant-based days. And it can be really hard, you know, even as a nutrition coach, to recommend products, because a lot of things have tons of sugar, tons of syrup, tons, you know, we don't know the sourcing. And again, what I love about your company is, as you mentioned, if you go to your website as well, like everything is so clearly listed right there. You use all organic products. And I think your blends, right, of pea protein, pumpkin seed, sunflower seed, it's so It's like real, it's real foods, right? Not these like syrups and extra things. And so can you maybe talk a little bit more? I know we were talking a bit about, you have, you said, I think 80 different ingredients. Can you talk about that process of what ingredients are in your proteins and why they are so beneficial to anybody looking to incorporate, you know, a plant-based diet? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, well, specifically with our protein powders, so we do a multi-source approach. We do have some single ingredient products. I think some people want like kind of the real purist. They want just like a single ingredient, and they'll do what like I used to do, is they'll take an ingredient and they'll mix them themselves. And so, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And so we offer those. But yeah, in terms of our blends, I think that's what's really interesting, is so we do a multi-source approach. So you're really filling in all like maybe the kind of the weaknesses in any single ones, like amino acid profile. So you get the blend, like our pumpkin seed, sunflower seed, it's not just protein. And I think that's a big thing. Like even when you compare it to like a whey protein powder, you're just getting protein. Not, it's great quality protein, but you're really missing like any nutrients outside of that, especially like in those protein isolates, right? So like with our product, you get the healthy fats, you get vitamins and minerals. So it really does become, I don't want to call it like a meal replacement, but you get a much more kind of complete source of food, I guess. So we have like the multi-source plant proteins that we do that's really beneficial for protein intake. And then we always like to do, like we have an approach of when we flavor our products, we don't do it just for the sake of the flavor. So we like to have like, it's like a function driven flavor. So like every flavor that we have is just a different combination of ingredients that have different health benefits and like kind of use cases. So like, for example, like our Green Kingdom, that's a flavor of Epic Protein. It's a real greens mix plus your protein, plus our protein blend. So like it's not pineapple flavored, you know, it's a real greens. And like, that's really good for recovery, for chlorophyll, for like vitamins and minerals, nutrients, like antioxidants, very, very powerful, you know? And so then maybe somebody would use it for like a post-recovery, let's say. And then we have our chocolate maca. That's our protein blend. Plus we have our raw cacao and our raw maca. And so like, that's a really good one to maybe take before like working out, right? So we kind of think about flavors in terms of like how they can be used for function. And that's, I think, pretty unique, you know? A lot of companies will take a protein, they'll kind of take the same blend, and then what they'll do is they'll just like do like berry flavor, right? Or they'll do like tropical medley flavor. And in our case, instead of using a berry flavor, we will use real organic freeze-dried raspberry powder, strawberry powder, cranberry powder. There's benefit in that. It gives you the flavor. It gives you the extra function. And so that's our approach. And that's how we do it with everything. We avoid very commonly used additives. We make flavor and texture entirely from food. It is much harder to do that because, yeah, when you're making a flavor in a lab, I mean, you can make it taste like anything, you know? Like if you're using gums in your products, you can give it the silkiest mouthfeel, you know, that you want, but we just don't want to use those ingredients. Like, honestly, I just don't want to consume that. I mean, I drink protein every day. I just don't want that. You know, it's in enough things already.
Yeah, that's true. And there's so much of, I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think these conversations are good to have as far as around brands go, because there's so much noise, for lack of a better way to describe it, especially in the wellness space. Like, try this, don't eat this, don't eat this, do eat this, don't. It's like at a certain point, people spin, their heads spin. I mean, we have people that come to us and they're like, I just don't know what to do. And I think it's not as a result of them actually not knowing what to do. I think it's just the inundation of like different noise and information. And like, you know, we forget that everybody's bio individual too. So certain things might, you know, I've also, like you, have experimented with kind of what's optimal for me in the way that I eat over the last like 2 decades, but and that's changed at different times in my life too. But I feel like what Erica and I try to do, or at least, you know, help people, is like weed through all of that. And at the end of the day, like real food, like she was saying, like real food that comes from the earth. Yes, you may have an allergy to something or this or that. Everybody is bio-individual, but like there's something that feels much more trustworthy about that and how that interacts with us as like a human organism than things we don't understand, like gums and the names of. And it's literally impossible, I think, for all people, unless you're in, like, unless it's a part of your work and it's a part of your career and like your own mission in it, it's impossible to constantly be like, if you're working and raising kids and this and that and having a relationship and dealing with your family, like to constantly be weeding through information. Like you said, you're in the grocery store, you can be there for 2 hours because it's something that really sparks your interest and it's your passion and you've made now life work in this space. But I think it can be so overwhelming for people. And so what we try to do too, because there are so many brands out there that are full of stuff and there's reasons for it, whether it's, you know, preserving things long-term or whatever it might be. But just out of like, not even like kind of unconsciously, we're going to consume a certain amount of those gums, those fillers, those seed oils, whatever it is that it's put in or put in products kind of a lot these days, especially like processed foods. So that when we kind of can narrow in on brands that we really, really kind of understand and trust the ingredients, then it sort of like removes all this like pressure for someone. Because I know people come to us, even just like protein powders alone are so overwhelming and they want to get more protein in their diet, but like don't know what to do and da 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 da. So to have this kind of like, just sort of like trust within a brand removes a lot of that stress, I think, especially when a brand is committed to ingredient quality. Because even then, if something new comes out, you can say, okay, well, I know this is sort of what their ethos is. I understand that. And I do believe it removes a lot of stress from like the individual's plate, which nobody needs more of, you know?
I mean, I feel the same way though. Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, exactly correct. I mean, I feel the same way as a consumer of products. And I'm in the space. And so I really read between the lines when I see marketing and I look at ingredient lists. And I do know that so many people don't really know what's going on. I mean, even like friends of ours, like they just, you know, they'll be like, oh, like I got this. Is it, you know, I'll get, people ask me all the time, like, is this good? Is this good for you? Like, should I drink this? Should I eat this? And then I'm kind of like, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but you know, like I just kind of tell them, like, I think the point is to like, you know, in small amounts, like, of course, like anything is probably fine, especially if you're like living an active lifestyle and your body's moving and all those things are probably, you know, equally or more important. I don't know. But yeah, like, I think like, you know, protein is something probably people drink every day, right? Like you snack every day, right? So it's not, I'm not saying like you go for a burger once a week, right? Like that's, you know, and if it's like pasture raised or not, like, okay, right? But like you're drinking protein every day, you drink it after a workout where like your body's feeling so pure and good and like just it wants goodness, right? And then like you either load it with crap or not, right? And so like the almonds, for example, like you're just kind of bored sitting on the couch, whatever, you want to eat snack, like you can eat crackers, right? Like it's not going to kill you, right? But like people snack all day long, right? So like we wanted to make a snack that you could just really eat any time. And you're right. Like, I think we're trying to build a brand of trust that you just know we're going to avoid certain ingredients.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, we're just going to be whole food based. Like our products are, you know, like I said, we make our stuff in a kitchen. Like our products, literally anyone can make.
Yeah.
You can literally buy these ingredients and make them. It's not going to taste exactly the same if you don't know the formula, but basically you can make them at home yourself. On the other hand, some of these highly processed foods or even our competitors that use flavoring and stuff, you have to do that in a lab because you're really playing with science at that point. It's very different, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, I have a 4-year-old. She's like the most important thing in the world to me. She drink Epic protein smoothies every day. She asks for it. You know, she drinks our hydration mix. Like she calls it juice. I literally take the hydration mix with water and that's her juice. So, yeah. And then in terms of like, sourcing of ingredients and stuff, you know, I think that's kind of a really big difference for me, because like I said, I'm really obsessed with like ingredients and quality. Like that, I just, everything I bring into the house, everything in our fridge is like this, like I really care about that stuff. And so a big difference is that we buy all of our raw material. We source everything. We see all the paperwork. I think a lot of companies, I know that most companies don't do that, right? Like the owner of the company doesn't know exactly like where the ingredient is coming from. They'll just tell a company like, hey, we want like, you know, 5,000 jars of, you know, protein vanilla flavored, you know, here are some ideas, whatever. And then the co-packer, like the manufacturer, will source all the raw material. And so like, in most cases, like they don't even know where stuff is coming from. Like, we know this stuff is fresh. We know it's like, it's a recent batch. Like there's just a lot that we get insight. It's so hard to try to buy 80 different ingredients and plan productions. It's impossible for a team of our size to do that. But we want to have that control over the supply chain so we can see exactly what's going on and where it's going. And then like all the production stuff, like we're just so involved in the process. And I don't think that'll ever change. I mean, it hasn't in all the years that we've been in business and we've grown. And I mean, yeah, it's a big challenge. Like we do everything the really, honestly, it's kind of funny. Like it's crazy. Like we could probably do, I could save so much stress if we just did it the other way, but we, you know, formulate everything ourselves. We're like in this box of like making it like a certain kind of way. And then we source all the raw material ourselves. We deal with all these manufacturers ourselves. I mean, it's like, we're really kind of taking a lot of the stuff that's usually outsourced. You know, I'd rather outsource customer service than like production management. You know what I mean? Like that's,
absolutely.
That's like that's the whole brand.
Yeah.
But yeah, in terms of for people looking for like clean products. Yeah. I mean, it sucks that it's all out there. And then like you see natural flavoring everywhere. And then so many people just assume like, oh, like natural strawberry flavor, it's just like strawberries, like strawberry flavoring doesn't have, it's natural strawberry flavor doesn't have strawberries in it. Like most of the time at all, there's no strawberries in it. It's just re-engineered to taste like strawberry. So yeah, I mean, it sucks. It's in food. Like my daughter, like a lot of the snacks she likes, you know, they all have it in there. Like it's a big bummer, right? Especially as a parent, but as adults, I guess we can make those decisions. I do for them. I'm doing exactly what my mom did for me. I'm doing to my daughter. She's going to probably grow up obsessed.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful.
Maybe even and worse.
probably these new generations, they're like so much smarter, I feel like, than I ever was. That's for sure. But no, I think you make so many great points. And, you know, we're so food positive. We truly believe all foods fit. Like you said, there's a place for everything, but you are what you do most of the time. And as you mentioned, people are snacking every day. I have a protein drink every single day, right? Like these are things that we are doing every day. And I think that's where you really have to get curious and serious. And I think with your products, I always know and feel so great about what I am ingesting. And you guys were also on the forefront. I feel like adaptogenic mushrooms are everywhere. Your products have always really incorporated these, you know, superfoods inside of them. And so again, growing with a brand, having a brand you can trust, your products are amazing. And I'm curious too, if you can maybe talk about or dispel, I feel like a myth a lot of times with exercise recovery or fitness recovery or fitness goals can be, you know, animal proteins are maybe more supreme in different ways, right? For that fitness recovery. And for anyone listening who maybe has that messaging in their mind or who has thought, can you maybe dispel some of those myths about why plant proteins can be just as effective in, any fitness routine or recovery? Because as you mentioned, as part of your journey, you had been kind of using it throughout your whole story.
For sure. I mean, you can just even look at, you know, vegan bodybuilders and, you know, like vegan athletes. Like we worked with a vegan Olympic volleyball player. I mean, he never ran out of energy. He was incredibly strong, plant-based. I think he's been plant-based for like 15 or 20 years. So I think in terms of recovery, there is this myth that meat is the only solution to like protein synthesis. It's just amino acids and you get it from food, right? Your body, it's not like you ingest a protein in its whole, right? Your body breaks it down into amino acids. And then it creates the protein from those amino acids. So like in your body, especially like you'll have bananas, and that's why they say like lentils and quinoa, for example, like maybe both incomplete proteins, but together they're complete protein. Your body knows exactly what to do. It will take the amino acids it needs from the lentils, take the amino acids from the quinoa, or the brown rice or whatever, and it will create the protein. So, I mean, I think if you're looking for like maybe the shortest path to it, you know, like animal-based protein, like whey protein or egg, is a complete, you know, it's a complete protein. It's, you know, I guess maybe quote unquote, a perfect protein. Plant-based like RFK protein is very, very, very close. And that's why we use the multi-source approach. There is no doubt that you get all the benefits of protein that you would from any other source. I think, like I mentioned earlier, like the big difference is that you get so much more than just protein. Like the protein for me is like, it's not even a concern that you get it from the plants. You see that in nature, you see that just in, you know, millions of examples of plant-based, of people that are plant-based. I feel very perfectly fit and strong. But then you get this added benefit. And I think that's what's missing, I think, in the animal-based stuff, you know, and then you miss the fiber, right? And you miss the antioxidants, right? Like, so yeah, if we're talking about purely, purely protein, okay, you know, like maybe just completely, you know, comparing those two things, fine. You know, it's very close. Maybe animal-based wins a little. But then when you talk about all the other benefits that you need to literally survive, I don't know. I don't think it works.
I really love a cold one on a hot summer day, but as many of our listeners know, I have greatly reduced my consumption of alcohol. For many years now, I've been a big fan of hop water because it's really refreshing, but is also non-alcoholic. It's a sparkling hop water crafted with adaptogens and nootropics for added mood-boosting benefits. One of my favorites is the Ruby Red Grapefruit. It's super zesty and tart, and it's perfect for summer. It's a wonderful alternative to beer or rosé, and you actually feel good after drinking it. Hop water, that's H-O-P-W-T-R, is purposely crafted without calories, carbs, or sugar. It tastes delicious, but it won't derail any health goals you may have.
Also, hop water has so many amazing flavors, and I love that they have a variety pack with the classic, blood orange, mango, and lime, and there's really something no matter your flavor preference. Trust me, hop water is the perfect beverage to enjoy all year long, and we know you'll love it too. For a limited time, Courageous Wellness listeners get 20% off your first purchase, plus free shipping when you order 24 cans or more. Order now at our exclusive URL to get this offer at hopwater.com/CWPod. That's HOPWTR.com/CWPod. Don't wait. Go now to hopwtr.com/CWPod.
I think the thing that you bring up too is like with the amino acids, I think is an important thing to understand because these aren't necessarily plant-based proteins, aren't necessarily complete proteins, but they can combine together as you guys have your own combination too, can create the complete protein, just like, yeah, you know, rice and beans can be a complete protein. And I found that when I learned that, I was like, oh, that's so interesting. And it's no surprise that most of the world's like cuisines, or a lot of the world's cuisines, have that as a staple because it's inexpensive and it does that. It makes the complete protein in a plant, kind of plant-based way. Mm-hmm. It's really fascinating stuff. And yeah, and it's, you know, it's like we're the people who can like do the digging so that not everybody has to kind of spend mental energy on doing that. And that's where I think like, you know, the brand trust stuff comes into play. And yeah, and it's just an interesting conversation to have because sometimes it's just like, I think it can be really overwhelming otherwise digging through it all, but understanding that, you know, we have people who come to us to say like, I want to be plant-based and I want to continue on a vegan kind of diet, but I don't have energy. And this is why, okay, then you can look at it. It's like, okay, well you can maintain being plant-based, and but we can look at like maybe why the energy is becoming, you know, is an issue. And, you know, I've done that myself. So yeah.
there's like a big, you know, the big problem with plant-based is that it's very often unhealthy, and that sucks, right? Yeah. Like, that's the problem. Like, I think people like judge a plant-based diet because, like, if they don't feel better, it's because, like, yeah, maybe they're eating like fake meat, right? Yeah. Or like, it's all super highly processed, and like all these additives that we're trying to get out of food with our products are in all of the, like, in so many of these kind of like, you know, like not products, right? Where it's like fake cheese and stuff like that. Like, so you're like, I don't know, like, that's the thing. I would say, like, what's better, like an Impossible Burger, where, you know, I don't want to maybe name anybody specific, but like, you know, one of those like fake meat alternatives, or like a grass-fed piece of steak, right? Like, right. If you're not thinking about the animal aspect of it, you know, which is a really big deal, but if you're just thinking about pure health, I mean, I think it's probably not really up for debate. Yeah. I mean, cholesterol, of course, is in there, but you're not having it every day. So yeah, but otherwise, yeah, all these processed ingredients. So yeah, like, of course, you'll feel like crap if you eat like an unhealthy vegan diet. Same thing if you eat a like unhealthy meat diet, right? Like,
absolutely. Like, yeah, it's like splitting hairs. I feel like that conversation, in a way, it's like, it's not like one or the other. It's more of like, can we look at it from a, like, are these real foods, or are these made in a lab, to go back to like the where we started, you know? And so whether it's plant-based products or products with some animal, you know, animal product in it, whatever it might be, it's like, are we eating food, like real foods at the end of the day? Yeah. And I think that's more of the question than.
And the variety, I think, is nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but yeah, I think the variety is really nice because you can have, you know, like, and we have all these different flavors, but like in general, like, you have different ingredients. Like, I think it's important to get a variety in your diet, right? And so, like, I think that's what's nice about blends, is that you get a little bit of a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Most of our customers are not plant-based.
Yeah.
You know, that's the truth. Like, most of my friends who drink my product order a steak at dinner. Like, but then when they go work out, they'll have like a shake, or in the morning, like for breakfast, they'll have a shake, and then they'll make that plant-based, you know? And I think that's like a great balance.
Absolutely. I fall into that club. And as we know, and we started out with this too, like, every human person can benefit from more plants in their life, and the benefits of that. Quick question. I don't know if this is asking like, what's your favorite child, but do you have a favorite flavor, or a favorite flavor of the moment?
That's funny. Yeah, of the moment is more like it. For me, it's almost like a flavor of convenience, like whatever's like there. Lately I've been doing the vanilla kuma, which is like kind of like an all-time favorite, but I've really been like hitting that hard lately. I don't know why. I think it's literally because it's just the one that I have in my cupboard. You know, I'm not a coffee drinker. Typically, I just don't really like this. I don't need the stimulant. Well, sometimes I feel like I need it, but like, I just like don't want it. But the coffee mushroom, our coffee mushroom one, is so good, honestly.
It's so good.
And it's just like, you know, like, and my wife like never really, my wife likes chocolate maca, and she doesn't drink coffee. She's Colombian. She does not drink coffee. And one time, I guess we were out of chocolate maca, she took the coffee to work. She just shakes it up in the shaker. And she like texts me literally like in the middle of the day. She's like, wow, it's like so good. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, we've had this flavor for so long. Like, you're just now, like, she's like, it's so good. And she's like, she's telling people about it. And she's like, I really feel like, she's like, I get it now why people drink coffee. She's like, I really feel like, you know, pretty amazing. Like, I have all this energy. So I don't drink coffee, but I like that one a lot because it has like the mushrooms in it. So like, it's not like this, like, I feel like it's not this crazy spike. So
yeah,
the coffee mushroom is really tasty. Everyone on our team has a different flavor that they like. That's their preference, which I think is great. You know, like, it's better than everyone liking just one. But yeah, I mean, they're all like different, you know, so it's nice. And they go differently with different things that you're making.
Yeah. I'm curious too, just to jump off that question, Allie, because it sparked me. How do you make your smoothie? You mentioned your wife just puts it and shakes it up. How do you make your smoothie in the morning or during the day?
It depends on time. Like, I like to make I like to do like a smoothie with, like, so my typical smoothie will be like water, peanut butter, or almond butter. I'll do like a frozen strawberries or frozen blueberries. And then I'll do hemp seeds. I'll like do a ton of hemp seeds. I basically make like hemp milk out of the hemp seeds with the water. I do it all at once, but essentially that's what it becomes. I'll like break off a probiotic and I'll throw in there. I'll put a little hydration mix and then a protein powder. The hydration mix somehow works so well in a smoothie with even all those other ingredients, even though it's like a lemon limey kind of flavor. So that's like when I'm like feeling indulgent, I'll make a smoothie that's like thick and nice like that. But very often I'll just shake, like I still like the peanut butter almond butter, and I'll put in like a couple frozen strawberries, because like when I shake it hard, it kind of breaks up, and so it's like not super flavored, but it kind of does, you know, a little bit. And then I'll just drink that. And that's like super satisfying. Like the almond butter helps a little bit with the texture, or like whatever nut butter. Like I even use like pine nut butter that my brother makes, and it's very indulgent.
Wow, that sounds pine nut butter sounds delicious. I'm gonna have to try to make some of that. And that's another thing that's cool is that you guys have the option, like it can be a shake or a smoothie. So like if you're on the run, it's you can just add water and shake it up, and it's also very drinkable.
Yeah, totally.
So thank you for all that you shared with us today about your life, your experience with this, and how like kind of the ins and outs of Sprout Living. I always think it's really kind of fun to like go through and kind of dive deeper into our favorite sort of daily products that we might not give that much thought to, but that it's really interesting to kind of like the transparency of it all and getting into kind of more of the details behind it. And even now, even like I'll picture you guys making, you know, making flavors and recipes in a kitchen.
Send you a picture. It's a total mess. You wouldn't believe it.
I'm sure it's fun. I'm sure it's crazy and fun. So, but as we begin to wrap up, we always ask our guests three wrap up questions. So, the first one for you is, at this season of your life, what does your daily self-care look like? And do you have any non-negotiables?
I'm so we sell products for like a healthy lifestyle, basically. But the truth is that my role, like what I do for a living, I call myself the CEO. I'm the chief email officer. I'm basically at the computer for 10, 12 hours a day. So it's just a lot of that. So what I do, and like, this has helped me tremendously, is I stand, like I'm standing right now. Sometimes I'll get lazy and like, I'll like try to take a break, and then I catch myself like I'm sitting for too long. So standing is really important. About 6 months ago, I bought a under desk treadmill, and I've been thinking about it for a long time. And I'm like, this is just such a piece of crap. Like for sure. Like I look at the reviews and I'm like, this thing has got to suck. But I bought it and I was like, well, whatever, I'll return it. And it's amazing. Like today I've already walked 3 miles. And that's kind of like a, you know, so as much as I can, my wife hates it, 'cause I'm in the living room right now. I work from home. It's literally in the living room when you walk in, and you like it's the first thing you see is like this treadmill on the thing. And it's so heavy that I just leave it for the whole week. So that's kind of a non-negotiable for me. Like I definitely feel a difference whether I'm sitting or standing. Like I'll fall asleep easier, honestly, at night. Like I'm like more tired at night, but like in a good kind of tired, not like I'm like sick tired, and I'm just like tired. So I think that's helped a lot. I drink smoothies every day.
I love it. I recently got a walking pad, and I love it, but I don't have a standing desk, and I feel like I need to get one because it'll make me use the walking pad even more. I use it when I watch TV now. I love it. Yeah. So it's wonderful. So
you can't see now, but I'm at my kitchen counter. So it has that overhang that you need for like the walking pad to really work. Oh. And then literally this is so embarrassing, but my computer, my laptop is on a jar. I'm not joking. It's on a jar, like our can of our pumpkin seed protein powder.
Oh, I love it. That's amazing.
That's my setup.
Setup. Thank you for sharing that. The next question we always ask is, what does being courageous mean to you?
I think you have to be pretty courageous to like try all those different things until you find what works for you.
The final question is, do you have a book recommendation, or it can be a piece of content too, anything that's just been inspiring to you recently or at any time, really? Just, it doesn't have to be on protein or anything like that. Just something that you really like and it means something to you.
I'm glad that it's not just book related, but let me think. I haven't read a book in a while. I guess I would say a book though, and it's because So my daughter, like she's four, I mentioned, and I think earlier, she snores like loud. And she has like a little bit of sleep apnea, right? Which like is scary because like she'll come into the bed at night and she's sleeping and all of a sudden she stops, like she pauses her breath. And I'm like, you know, it's like a little bit. So anyway, so, and then she breathes through her mouth when she's sleeping. Anyway, about 2 years ago, I watched the podcast and there was this guy in there, James, I forget his last name, but he has a book called Breathe. Anyway, the book is fascinating. The point is that nobody knows how to breathe anymore. And there's a lot of mouth breathers and it literally changes your facial structure over time. And like there's snoring and then like the sleep apnea is, you know, contributes to that. And like, I guess breathing through your nose, you get more oxygen breathing through your nose at the smaller volume than with your mouth. Like it was really, really interesting.
Thank you. And thank you so much again for being on the show today. If anybody, of course, wants to buy Sprout Living or check you guys out, where can they do that?
Just probably on our website, sproutliving.com. We can probably find us wherever online.
Yes. And you guys know that you can find their link in our show notes too. Thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure chatting with you today.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Courageous Wellness. Tune in every Wednesday for a new episode featuring a different guest each week. Subscribe, rate, and write us a nice review. And you can also follow us on Instagram at Courageous Wellness or get in touch via our website, www.courageouswellness.net, where you can also find additional info about our health coaching services, virtual group events, newsletter, and more. Until next week, I'm Allie.
And I'm Erica, and we're Courageous Wellness.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.